ahead and call this Government Operations Committee meeting to order. The date is March 28th. The time is 3:03 p.m. Meeting is scheduled to last from now until 4:30. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton? Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Norris?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Yes, present.
Congressman Walker?
Here. Congressman Hamilton is in the building, or at least I saw him earlier, so. Congressman Mason, would you say an afternoon prayer, please?
Yes. Father God, we come this moment to ask your blessings and give us guidance, Almighty Father, in the business at hand. Thank you for all these privileges that you have given us this day. Thank you for the privileges and blessings that you have for us in the future. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Amen. And there's Congressman Hamilton, who has taken his seat at the table. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from the 26th Monday. Congressman Maker.
Motion to approve the minutes of March 26th, 2018.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes by Congressman Maker, seconded by Congressman Hamilton. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 1744, a resolution to amend Article 3, Section 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution. Require justices of the Supreme Court and the Chief Judge of the Trial Court be appointed every 6 years by the Principal Chief and confirmed by the Osage Nation Congress. The sponsor is Congressman Norris. This is a resolution that has been at our table, not this committee, but the previous GovOps committee before. Congressman Norris has asked me to bring it back to life or off the table, however you want to look at that. Chief Justice Grant has reached out to me and asked that she have an opportunity to participate by phone. I asked the clerks to arrange for that to happen. I see Ms. Gina Red Eagle. She's joined us representing the judicial branch. Have I missed anyone? Congressman Norris, how would you like to proceed? Would you want to get started? Want to wait till Chief Justice is called? It's, the floor is yours. It's your legislation. Well,
I don't know how long we can wait, but, you know, we can go ahead and begin. And
I think that would be appropriate. We can begin.
Because we're on a limited amount of time this afternoon. We've got two of these resolutions to go through.
Okay. Floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. This resolution is to put it before the Osage people, a question about, number one, for them to think about, are they pleased and happy with the way our judges and justices are currently retained or appointed on our courts? Or they would have a choice. They could vote to change it to appointing the judges and the justices to our courts. This resolution is not intended to say that we're going to change the manner or the way that we select our judges and justices. What I'm asking, or I would like to hear from our Osage people, since our Constitution has been in effect since 2006, for
please enter your authorization code.
11 years now. Are they certainly pleased with the way that these retentions and selections are handled currently, or would they prefer?
Is this Chief Justice Drent?
Yes.
Okay, you have entered the meeting by phone. We can all hear you loud and clear. And Congressman Norris is just now going over his opening remarks.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Again, are they pleased? Again, this is not stating that we're going to change to an appointment process for our justices and judges. This is only, in my opinion, putting out to the Osage people, do they want an appointment process, or which is what this resolution is about, or are they happy with the retention process which we currently operate under? Now, if they're currently happy with the retention if it appears on the ballot, then they have an opportunity to vote for this amendment resolution. And if it passes, well, then we'd go to the appointment process. If they're happy with the retention process, then they would vote this down, and then we remain with the retention process of selection. So that's what this resolution is about. And I do have some amendments that I'd like to make to this resolution later on in this meeting, but that's where we're at right now.
Okay. Committee, any questions? I guess, first of all, for the sponsor, Congressman Norris. Do you guys recall going over this before? A little bit? Bring to your attention, we have a memo from the Osage Nation Judicial Branch. It is addressed to me and the members of this committee. It's from Chief Justice. And it is in regards to ONCR 1744 and the next resolution that Congressman Norris has also sponsored. Again, Congressman Norris.
This is the first time I've seen this, as probably most of the committee has just received, and I haven't had time to look it over, and it's going to take some time to read through the memo if that's what we're going to do, and then digest what's in it.
Yeah, we got it about an hour or two ago. At least I saw it come through. We have a couple options. We could read it aloud, which I think that would be kind of difficult because there's a lot of bullet points and pros and cons. And we could take a brief recess. We could all review it. We could allow Chief Justice Drent to address the committee and kind of summarize it. How do you guys prefer to proceed?
Okay.
I would not be opposed to a 10-minute recess at least.
Okay, let's reconvene at 3:25 sharp. It's 3:13 now. Think everyone okay with that?
Yes.
Chief Justice Drent?
Oh yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
You can either hang on the line and put us on mute, or we can call you back. It's up to you.
No, I'll hang out.
Okay. Okay, without objection then, we are recessed until 3:25 sharp.